Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Several years ago now, I lived with a family who had three young children. Every night we ate dinner together, and before the meal was through, we would go around the table in order from youngest to oldest and share our roses and thorns for the day. A rose would be the best part of someone's day, and the thorn the lowest part. For the children, a thorn might be something like a boo-boo or getting their feelings hurt by somebody. Their high might have been having a play date with a good friend or maybe not having any homework at all that day. Regardless of what the roses and thorns were, our days were shaped by this pattern of every night sharing our roses and thorns, our mountain highs and valley lows of the day. There's a certain rhythm to our lives that revolves around these mountain highs and valley lows, but not necessarily the simple, ordinary, everyday ones, but the big mountain highs like getting a promotion or falling in love or having a baby. And the big valley lows, like losing a job or losing a loved one, maybe getting in a car accident. For Jesus and the disciples he took with him, the transfiguration was truly a mountaintop experience. It was the most incredible thing of all that they had seen since they left everything to follow him. On that mountaintop, they experienced a bright shining light, the appearance of Moses and Elijah, two of their most treasured religious figures, and the voice of God declaring what they hoped was true when they decided to follow Jesus. But then there is the low. They had to come back down from that experience, and they couldn't tell anyone what they heard or what they saw. They couldn't stay on that mountaintop where Jesus' divinity is celebrated and where it was safe. They had to come down because, after all, coming down is at the heart of Jesus' ministry. Jesus came down to earth. He was born human. We believe in the incarnation where God became flesh and dwelt among us. Coming down to earth and experiencing humanity with all its low points right there among the disciples. We profess this in the words of the Apostles' Creed each Sunday. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. Christ came down from heaven so that we might have life and have it abundantly with all the experiences of human life, the mountain highs and the valley lows. Jesus could have stayed there on that mountaintop, seeking a place apart with the disciples and with Moses and Elijah, but he didn't. He came back down. Down to where the rest of the disciples were, down to where we are, down to where there are the challenges of life, to the problems and anxieties and obstacles that are part and parcel of our life in this world. Jesus came down. If you read to the end of the passage in Mark, you'll read that he came down knowing full well the real low that he would endure for us, the crucifixion. Jesus orders the disciples there with him on that glorious shining mountaintop not to tell anyone what they've seen or heard until the Son of Man is risen from the dead. Resurrection, of course, is a hopeful note and the ultimate mountaintop experience. But resurrection is not possible without coming down to the cross and facing death. So on this Transfiguration Sunday, wherever you are, whether you are in a season of mountain highs and you're enjoying life and the joy that life can bring, or if this season of life has been hard, and if you are at your lowest, may you know that you are never alone, ever. That God in Jesus sees you and created you. That you are worthy, worthy of love and dignity and respect. And because we profess that Jesus is the Son of God, we know that we are called to dwell with those experiencing their lows. We can't stay on our high mountaintops knowing that our neighbors are in their lows. We too are called to come down and love our neighbors and bear their burdens. God calls us to use our gifts in service to our neighbor. God loves you. God loves us so much that God sent God's Son down to us, for us, and for all of our neighbors as well. Wherever you are this day, may you know that God will not ever, ever give up on you, and that God is always with you in the mountain highs and in the valley lows of your life. Because Jesus came down for us in love and for all the world. So whether you are on a mountain high or a valley low today, listen to the words of Christ and know that you are not alone, that you are loved. This is most certainly true. Thanks be to God. Amen.